A woman in New Brunswick is suing the RCMP after they incorrectly informed her that her son had died. According to the Canadian Press, police told Donna Price Tuesday that her 29-year-old son had died. She discovered hours later they had made a mistake. The ordeal began sometime around 1 a.m. when Price said she heard knocking and looked outside to see lights from a police vehicle outside her Dieppe home, and officers told her her son had died of an overdose in Moncton. Price says she phoned her son's father and siblings to relay the devastating news, and they all came over in the middle of the night, and later in the day, she delivered the news to her elderly parents. When the coroner's office called to ask if she wanted her son to be cremated and to request his identification, Price said she called someone else to go to his home to retrieve the information, as well as any mementos she could keep. That person found her son at home, safe, and very much alive. When the RCMP came to her home a second time that afternoon to apologize, Price was told pictures of the deceased man were distributed around the force, and someone said they recognized the man as her son. Price said in an interview on Saturday she intends to file a lawsuit against the force to ensure that police follow proper protocols to identify deceased people and notify their families, no matter what their life circumstances may be. Price's son had grappled with homelessness and mental health issues. Guillaume Ballanger of the New Brunswick RCMP told the Canadian Press Saturday the force was aware of the mistake, but added he could not comment further on the case.